Happy Solemnity of St. Joseph, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today is a feast day. It's a solemnity, which means it is the highest feast day in the liturgical calendar, which means the life, death, and resurrection of the Catholic Church. So any solemnity, which is also every Sunday, another solemnity would be the birth of Jesus. These are times when we should celebrate. We can have what we gave up on these days, as well as on Sunday, because every Sunday is a celebration, even in Lent. But I would ask you all to pray about that. I used to, when I would give up alcohol, now remember, pot didn't come into my life until my husband retired. So between 2013 and when he retired, I wasn't smoking at all. So I didn't need to give up marijuana, but I did need to give up alcohol. And I would get out there and look and plan when the solemnities would be so that I could have alcohol. And of course, I would take Sundays into consideration as well. Some years I did drink on Sundays, other years I didn't. I don't know what you're giving up. Maybe you added things into your life. I'm not sure. By all means, if you added in prayer, don't stop doing prayer today. That would be ridiculous. But if it's cutting out sugar, or if it's cutting out alcohol or pot or pornography or whatever it is that you know is not good for you, that you know alters your state of being, that you know, and that's sugar too, my friends, you can be a completely different person, after you have sugar. And then you come down from it, and you're irritable, and you're edgy, and then you crave it again, and your life is out of control. So please pray on whether or not you are going to have whatever you gave up today. Maybe you can celebrate in a different way. This is how we should all be looking at alternatives to these bad vices in our lives. So for me, God healed me from alcohol and from pot. I will never, ever touch that stuff again. Thank you, Jesus and Mary and Saint Joseph. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I do pray to Saint Joseph for my boys. My boys don't have a dad. They also lost their mom. I'm the only thing left as far as a parent figure. And I'm not a guy. I'm a girl. So I cannot give them what my husband could give them. So I'm turning to Saint Joseph to be that heavenly father, that spiritual father for them. Maybe we take a little extra time and pray to Saint Joseph. He is the terror of demons. So if things are going on with your children, and maybe you have a husband or their father doesn't quite stick up or stick their nose in or say things and speak truth, then pray for Saint Joseph to protect them. Also, I pray to Saint Joseph for my mom to give her a happy and holy death. I know that sounds weird, like I'm praying for her to die. I'm not praying for her to die. I'm praying for her when she dies, that it's a happy and holy death. Like, I don't want her to suffer for a long time. I would just love it if she fell asleep and didn't wake up one day when God wants to take her. But that is what Saint Joseph offers to us, is a happy and holy death. And we should be praying for that for ourselves too. I should probably add myself into that prayer. So pray on whether or not you should have what you quit. Because I really do hope that you're looking at this Lent to be something permanent. Like, really look at how your life is different. And if you still want this stuff in your life that you know is bad for you, then maybe you do have a problem with it. And you need to ask Jesus and Mary to truly take it away, to change your heart, to change your desire, to give you detachment to this thing that has ruled your life. I speak from experience. I am sleeping so much better I'm remembering things. Not always. I think we all have that little struggle because of the barium and aluminum that's sprayed in our skies. B-A-A-L, what does that spell? Baal, which is another satanic spirit and person that evil people worship. But I digress. We got to get to the topic today, which is guarding our senses, governing our senses when it comes to hearing what we listen to. So you may be like, what is she talking about? Barium and aluminum in the sky? How many of you see those big, long trails, chemtrails, not contrails? Contrails are condensation trails. That's normal from an airplane. And they disappear very quickly. But these chemtrails are chemicals that are sprayed in the sky. And metals go into our brain. And they mess with our memory. I don't know about you, but every single friend that I know has problems remembering things, and they're not smoking pot. Some of them don't even drink or put anything in their bodies. And not to mention, that comes into the atmosphere. Our skies are not the deep blue that they used to be. They're like pale blue. And that also helps with weather warfare. I'm telling you, I'm going down a big rabbit hole here, which you don't have to listen to. This is my whole point. We have to pray through what goes into our ears, in our podcasts, in the news that we listen to, in the music that we listen to. I have to tell you, I was a big rocker. I listened to Led Zeppelin and I listened to Pink Floyd and all of the alternative stuff. I mean, even Creed, who was pretty faith-based. I'm a rocker by nature. That's what I love. That's what I used to sing. But boy, my husband would put that on. We'd be sitting out on the deck, chilling out in the, you know, beautiful weather, getting some sun. And he would play that music and it just rang gross to me. My body was like, ugh. And it was noise anymore. There is a spirit of rock and roll, like the N with an apostrophe in between, rock and roll. There's a spirit, an evil spirit. In Father Ripperger's Deliverance of Spirit book. Okay, it's Deliverance Prayers for Use by the Laity. That's the full name. All right. We have to govern our ears. And we need to pray through everything that we think about, through everything that we listen to. Is this truth, Lord? Is what Kendra is saying about barium and aluminum coming down through the sky, through these planes? I've seen those long strips. Those aren't clouds. That was never around when I was a kid. All we had was big, fluffy, blue clouds. Maybe a hazy day here and there because of the humidity. Do you even look in the sky? I don't know. Are you truly praying through what you hear? Even if it's people that you think are holy. We also have to protect our ears from people around us. Some people can be complainers and they can absolutely drag us down. Kill our zeal, our love, our spirit, our joy. And a lot of us want to be that friend to that person, but we have to govern our ears because what we hear impacts our spirit. You can listen to rock and roll or you can listen to beautiful spiritual music. If you have Gregorian chants playing in the background of your home, the evil spirits are not hanging around. They hate that. Oops, got my computer on volume. Sorry about that. I don't know if you heard that, but I'm coming over here to shut it down. And it's really important to notice what you are feeling and what emotions go through your body when you hear things, whether it's news, a podcast, something from a friend. If it starts to make you upset, angry, frustrated, resentful. This could be coworkers. This could be your boss. This could be what you're listening at your company, right? Maybe you're listening to what the goals are for the company, and diversity, equity, and inclusion is one of those things, and it bothers you and it rocks your spirit, that peace. We have to govern our senses. We have to give it to God. Grab that emotion. Make it obedient to Jesus, which means, hey, I'm not supposed to be angry or disgusted. I need to give this to God and say, Lord, help me. Help me to come back into your peace. Help me be joyful about my life. Help give me courage so I can speak up and speak out truth once I hear false information. This isn't about running and hiding. It's about listening, discerning, and then taking action, whether it's in our own life or speaking up and speaking truth to others in our lives. We need to govern our ears and pray through everything we hear. So let's pray right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, help us to know the truth. Anything that comes into our ears, the Bible, your scripture, your word, help us to hear the truth about what you want us to do in our lives. Help us to discern truth through the lies and the mis and the disinformation that sometimes comes from the most prominent figures, celebrities, the government, universities, corporations, and help us to stand up for what is right, what is just, so that we can walk with our heads high as Christians in this evil, deceitful world, trying to drag everyone down into the pits of hell. Lord, we take a moment to pray for all of the souls that have departed from us by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for all of us sinners, now and especially at the hour of our death. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Help every father, spiritually and biologically, on this earth. Be the man that speaks truth. To not only help their children, but to help their spouses, and to be that father figure throughout their state in life. To everyone who comes into contact with them, at the church, at work, at the softball and baseball games, help all of the spiritual fathers, Saint Joseph, to terrorize the demons, and to be strong and pure. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, let's start praying to Saint Joseph. If you have not consecrated yourself to Saint Joseph, pray on that. I've consecrated myself to Mary. I've got to do it again this year. I haven't done it yet. And I've consecrated myself to Saint Joseph once, only once. And I sure do want the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, to be in my heart, to guide me and lead me, and most importantly, to give me a happy and holy death as well. Saint Michael, please protect us all against all of the evil that is trying to bring us down in this day. Okay, everyone, I love you all so, so much. Pray through everything you hear. And do yourself a favor and don't just watch any video on chemtrails, contrails. Chemtrails, you're going to have to, if you go on Google, which I don't know why you would search anything on Google that is absolutely censored, you're going to have to go to page 50 to get the real deal. And you probably won't even get it. So go to brave.com and search it. Better yet, go to Rumble, type in chemtrails. The difference again, contrails, condensation trails, chemtrails stay in the sky for a long, 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 long time. And our brains and the weather uses that aluminum and barium. I don't know if you've ever gone out. Okay, I gotta go over there. I gotta go there one more time. In the winter, when it snows, I was watching this woman who was on a video. I don't remember if it was YouTube or Rumble or BitChute or whatever, but she was walking her dogs. Now, we've all been walking our dogs in the snow, or we've been out in the snow. And I ran next door to my neighbors in shoes, just next door. I have a quarter of an acre lot. It takes me maybe 50 steps to get to her door. And some snow came into my boots. And I was freezing, freezing. I could not wait to take my boots off. And I was burned on my legs by the snow. That never happened before. Snow was never that cold. And this woman couldn't even take her dog for a walk beyond her front door, which she would take her dogs way out into the countryside where she lived. So she took a sample of the snow because she felt it herself and said, oh, something's not right. And there was so much aluminum in there after she got the test back. I don't remember exactly what it was, but this is real. Pray on it. Remember, you're not even supposed to trust me either. You have to ask the Holy Spirit to put in your heart what is the truth. And why would they want to do that? They want to dumb us down. I'm telling you, heavy metals, you almost need to detox from it. Go look at ways that you can and do it on a regular basis. And just take a look up in the sky and look how pale the blue is. And I've noticed that these trails cover the sun eventually. They have these weird, I don't know how it even looks. It almost looks like a vibration where it's cloud after cloud after cloud, and they cover the sun. Maybe that's also what they're doing, because we need vitamin D. The whole world needs the sun and the vegetables and the fruit and everything. And I'm looking outside at my magnolia tree right now. Well, I just got interrupted to do my word of the day. That happens to me all the time because I think that I'm only going to speak to you for 10 minutes and then I re-record, which is what happened to me 3 or 4 times, and then I'm late. Alrighty, I don't even know what I was talking about. Let's just go back to pray through everything that you hear because we need the Holy Spirit. And today, let's specifically pray to Saint Joseph and start adding him into our prayers for our family, for our lives, and for a holy and happy death. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.